It is indeed Bay FM 107.9, and you are hanging out with me, Petula, right here on Out to Lunch. It's 1:36, and as I promised you, we are going to be talking to Mr. Christo Thompson right now, who's the store manager of the Ziyabuya Cash Build store. And of course, he's joining us via telephone. Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson.
A very good afternoon to you too.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. First things first, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your store opening yesterday.
Oh, thank you very much, and it's only a pleasure joining you.
And before we get started about all the details of the show, maybe you can just share with us how exactly it went. How did the store opening go?
Oh, it was a tremendous experience. It was nice having all the children around and seeing them enjoying a bit of time away from school. And even the teachers, for that matter, just relaxing a little bit and getting away from the tiresome task of branding other people's naughty children.
Definitely. And of course, the celebration yesterday wasn't all about the store opening itself. It also was in part about the huge Art at Heart campaign and the handover of the vouchers that were worth 120,000 Rand. But before we get into the handover itself of the vouchers that you were giving to 8 schools right here in Port Elizabeth, let's talk about Art at Heart itself. For people that maybe don't know what the campaign is, can you please just give us a bit of light about what Art at Heart is all about?
Okay. Cashbuild has got a belief that we've got to obviously reinvest in the community that we serve. They're keeping us alive. We need to put in that effort. However, we also feel very strongly about getting the children involved in at least feeling some kind of worth in this whole complete process of what we are doing. So for that, we decided that Art at Heart is going to be a program where we're going to have the children draw pictures, color them in, and hand them in to just make them feel that at least not only did the school just get a donation from Cashbuild, but what they did was a contribution in the whole process of getting this done.
And Cashbuild has been doing this for over 17 years. That's a really, really long time. Why is it so important to Cashbuild to keep running this campaign for so long?
You know, Cashbuild, as an organization, is more based within the areas where these poorer communities are living. And that is why we see the need for these schools, and we realize that we can only do so much, but we need to do the little that we can to try and uplift. You know, these schools are in very, very poor areas. Mm-hmm. And they really do need our support to be able to improve their facilities in whatever way they seem fit.
And of course, Mr. Thompson, you've mentioned that you have a number of schools that you donate to, and yesterday you donated 120,000 Rand vouchers for various things that the schools actually need, like various refurbishments. But I'm sure that the selection process of actually choosing the schools that you're going to donate to must be a very grueling one. How do you actually select which school you're going to donate to?
Yes, it is kind of a grueling thing, and you always feel that somebody's going to be left out.
Mm.
But it's basically a process where we personally go and visit schools within the selling area that we serve, and we look at the facilities that they have, and we then go through a little bit of a selection process where we choose what we regard as the 8 schools that are the most needy.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, that's when you know, okay, these are the schools that deserve our donation.
Exactly, from there. The colouring competition itself isn't a determining factor of whether the school gets the money or not. It's just the colouring competition is just to get the children involved and make them feel the way. The schools are pre-selected, and as we see and being the most needy within the selling area, and then we progress from there.
And if there's some schools that are listening now and would like to be a part of the Art at Heart campaign in future and would possibly like to be one of the schools selected to receive donations from Cash Build, is it possible and how can they get themselves involved?
Yes, well, you know, word of mouth is an extremely efficient way of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage schools, I would encourage children to not just accept what they have and relay their concerns to their parents. Schools that might be listening that want to be part of this, come to the store, come and visit us, come and explain to us what your situation is, because that's the only way that we are really going to know what the situation is. And then obviously you'll be put into consideration at the next turn of selecting schools for such an event.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson, for taking time out to talk to us and tell us a little bit about the amazing, amazing job that you guys did at 8 schools in Kwadesi right here in Port Elizabeth, donating 120,000 rand. And, of course, on the store opening as well, congratulations on all of that and thank you for talking to us about it.
Well, thank you very much and thank you for the opportunity to speak to the listeners.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Mr. Thompson, Christo Thompson, who's the store manager of Ziyabuya Cash Build. And as he mentioned, they not only opened a new store yesterday, but they handed over 120,000 rand vouchers worth of building materials and various refurbishments for 8 different schools in the Kwadesi area right here in Port Elizabeth, which is quite amazing. And I think it's a pretty big example for all our corporates here in Port Elizabeth that indeed we do need to give back to our community. So a big shout out to Cash Build for doing it in a big way.
I am Gerrit Besson.